Let's go talk about the World Series. Starts up tonight. Game one, Astros and the Braves. Joe Davis out of Potterville, Michigan. TV voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Also, you'll see him calling football games. He is standing by in the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Joe.
What's going on, Huge? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you've been locked in. You're doing what they do every game on TV, right, for the Dodgers, 162?
Yeah. Yep, it's a grind through the summer. I wound up doing like 140 of those or so.
Wow.
Between, you know, miss on a lot of the weekends for national stuff for Fox. But when I'm not missing for Fox, I'm doing those Dodger games.
That's great. The Dodgers had they had the team, you know, when they picked up Scherzer. I thought they were a lock not only to get to World Series, but win it. But instead, the Braves are the story of the postseason this year, and we get game one tonight with the Astros, who I saw this graphic. So far in the playoffs, they have scored 42 runs with two outs. Wow.
Yeah, they're a machine. They've been, I think, the best offensive team in baseball all year. So really, for me, no surprise seeing them represent the American League. The Braves are a definite surprise team that didn't get to above 500 until like late July, early August, and lost their best player in Ronald Acuña midseason, still found a way not just to get into the playoffs, but to reach their first World Series in a couple decades.
Yeah, well managed. I like the vibe on that team. You get a culture. That's important.
Yeah, for sure. And it's funny to think, Huge, that remember Brian Snitker took over a few years ago, and at the time it just kind of felt like he was a placeholder, that he'd just be there for a year, maybe two, until they won the route that most organizations are going these days. And now you're a young, for lack of a better way to put it, kind of analytically fueled manager. You know, he's an old school guy, one of the rare old school guys in the game. What's interesting is there's another old school guy on the other side, obviously, in Dusty Baker. But it didn't look like Snitker was going to stick around for that long, but he's done nothing but win since they've given him that chance. And here he is taking his team to the World Series.
Yeah, and they've had great pitching. I think ERA a little over 3.4. But on the flip side, you get the Astros tonight in game one hitting .281 as a team in the playoffs, yet the pitching hasn't been that solid, giving up 4.5 runs a game.
Yeah, and they face a really good lineup. You know, the Red Sox lineup is one of the best in baseball. So I think that there were, you know, a couple explosions early on in that series that maybe skewed those numbers some. But I think there's no question about it. It's the offense that carries that team. They've gotten enough pitching, at times really good pitching, but bottom line, enough pitching to get them to this point. And I think the offense is so good that a lot of people have them as the heavy favorite in this series.
And I thought Scherzer was the over-the-top pickup, and Turner, and I know Turner couldn't stay healthy during the postseason, but man, you know, Scherzer was a bulldog. I know he couldn't go in what turned out to be the finale, but yeah, the Scherzer pickup, the payroll, the money. I thought the Dodgers had another ring. I really did.
Yeah, and as you know, Huge, it's just a lot of times it's who's healthy and who's playing well at the right time, and Dodgers were not healthy, and that's, I would say it's not to make an excuse, but it is kind of making an excuse. They didn't have Muncy, who was probably their best hitter during the regular season. They lost Justin Turner. Scherzer was unavailable there down the stretch. They had lost Kershaw. They had lost Dustin May earlier in the year. They had lost Trevor Bauer to the off-the-field stuff. So it was a diminished team that was still good enough to go six games in the National League Championship Series. But I think if you go back to opening day and before the season, and you said that this is where they would get to, and you remove all the context from it, you'd have to call it a disappointment. I think that they've kind of spoiled Dodger fans. They've been so good for so long now that anything shy of winning a World Series does feel like a disappointment, regardless of what happens with the injuries and such.
Joe Davis, he is the TV voice of the LA Dodgers. Grew up in Potterville, Michigan. He's joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Radio Network. So, Braves and Astros, game one tonight. Is this a easy series? And nothing's easy when you get to the World Series because teams are usually on a roll. Is it a 5-game series, 6-7? What do you think?
I said Dodgers in 5 or 6 in the NLCS, so I'm hesitant to say it's too quick of a series. I think Houston does win. I'll say Houston in six and then probably regret picking against the Braves again. They just, sometimes there are teams that feel like they've got it going on and they're a team of destiny. And there have been many moments where it's kind of felt that way with the Braves. I mean, Eddie Rosario suddenly is the best hitter in baseball history. It's like, geez, maybe this is just the Braves' year. But even that said, I'm going to go Astros in six.
So growing up in Potterville, Michigan, as I mentioned, were you a Tigers fan growing up?
Big Cubs fan.
Oh, wow. So you were a Cubs fan in Potterville. How'd you become a Cubs fan?
I was. WGN, I think just the pull of that, like a lot of people, you know, Cubs fans scattered across the country. I think the national TV pull where you could get them just as well as you could get your local team. And then made a couple trips to Wrigley Field as a young kid and fell in love with it.
That's awesome. And from the Tigers' perspective and your travels with the Dodgers, and you mentioned doing 140 games on Dodgers TV there in Southern California this year, what's the vibe on A.J. Hinch, Al Avila, and the Tigers right now moving forward into 2022? What were you hearing?
Yeah, I think you got to be excited if you're a Tigers fan. You know, the vibe out here is that everybody hates A.J. Hinch because he's the Astros man, former Astros manager, and that's tied, obviously, to 2017, and there are very, very strong feelings around here from Dodger fans about anybody attached to that 17 team. But I think if you remove yourself from that and look at what he's done throughout his career and the progress he's made very quietly in his short time there in Detroit and what they have coming up still that we haven't even seen, I would be really excited if I was a Tigers fan moving into 2022 and beyond.
Joe, appreciate the time. That was a grind, a crazy up and down season for the Dodgers, and we'll see what happens beginning tonight in the 2021 World Series. We'll stay in touch, man. Congrats on all your success. Are you doing any more, now that baseball is winded down, are you doing any more college football games?
Yeah, so I've been doing football every week. NFL here in October, filling in for Joe Buck while he's on baseball. So I'll be New Orleans this weekend doing Bucks and Saints. And back to college next week when Joe's done with baseball.
So you get Troy Aikman and you together?
We'll be, yeah.
That's awesome. You're in the big time, voice of the L.A. Dodgers, and you're there with Troy Aikman. You're like the Michael Irvin of Fox.
I appreciate it, man. I'm very lucky.
All right, my best to you and your family out there in L.A. and also your family in Potterville. We'll stay in touch.
Okay, Huge. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, same to you, man. Congrats on all your success.